Wesley doesn't wave. He glances at me, then dismissively away, heading right back into the house. He emerges with one of the trash bags from the grand staircase, giving it a heartless toss. I hear glass breaking. "Hey!" I roar again. "Now wait just a minute!" I hurry into the cabin to forage for my shoes, discovering one in the living room and the other under my bed. No time for socks. "Hold up!" I flag Wesley down, but he doesn't stop to listen. Just keeps carrying stuff out of Violet's house and throwing it in the dumpster. "Did you go through that first?" I inquire as he tosses another garbage bag. He looks at me like I've unzipped my skin and shown him my skeleton. "Did I stick my hands in Violet's garbage? No. Why would I?"
"You don't know if that was trash."
"Certainly smelled like it."
"Violet's dying wishes," I press urgently, following him into the house. "Didn't you read them? She wants us to inspect everything very, very carefully before throwing it out or donating or whatever. Extraordinarily carefully."
"Violet," he replies through gritted teeth, picking up a rust-eaten Weber grill, "liked to be difficult." The grill becomes smithereens.
"Okay, but..." He walks away. Nostrils flaring, I hurry to catch up again. "I think we should honor her wishes and make sure there isn't anything valuable in these bags before we throw them out." He gestures to the dumpster.
"Be my guest."